Most people who spoke with the Studio 7 says the food situation is getting dire, with most families now resorting to one meal a day to survive as compared to last year. Emilda Chapeta, a mother of four, says she doesn't know what to do or who to turn to as she struggles daily to feed her family.
Things are very hard nowadays. We don't have food for three meals. Nowadays things are very hard for us. Even our children, they will starve from morning, afternoon, evening. Otherwise they will get one meal for them to survive. So rather than years back here, things were better than now.
Emola village from Siakobu along Zambezi River, Milton Masaba, says there's no food in the area because of inadequate rainfall during the last rainy season. Masaba said most villagers are now surviving on food for work programs being administered by United Methodist Church. Chikono Ona, high density resident Tinashe Mapranga, says the food and the money crisis there for everyone to see, with most families now buying very small packets of rations known as sauna or accident to survive as they can no longer afford buying food in bulk.
Around town you see some of them buying small millimeter. Maybe 1 kg, small cooking oil, maybe 500 mils, just only for today and tomorrow. So you see what the people are struggling to survive for food.
Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization, Zimrise Chairperson, Pasimo Nyagureba, says his organization is concerned by the partisan distribution of food by the ruling party ZANU-PF. He said this system is disadvantaging many needy families who have no political affiliation card.
The sad situation or the sad thing is whenever we get this food from donors or people who come with that kind of food, it has always ended up in the hands of political parties and parties and institutions. Like you find the offices of the district administrators, the offices of councillors, taking over the distribution of foods in rural areas and doing that on a partisan basis, on party lines, so that those who support a certain political party will be the ones to benefit, and the people who are deemed to be opposite to the prevailing political situation in the rural areas, mainly where the ruling party has got control, are suffering and at the receiving end of failing to get food.
Nyakureba says the problem of food shortage in the country is not a result of drought, but poor planning by the government. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, says about 2.17 million Zimbabweans need food aid from now until end of March 2016 due to poor harvest last season. The government has promised that it will do all it can to buy food so no one dies from hunger, but activists say they are worried by reports some of the food aid is being politicized. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Ata Chigoriwa.